show today, we have NAFCUN Chief Economist Kurt Long talking about the 2017 NAFCUN Annual Report on the State of Credit Union. So check it out.
NAFCUN Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFCUN to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFCUN Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Kurt Long from NAFCUN. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, And you are the chief economist for NAFCUN, and you fine folks out there in Washington, D.C. have put out the 2017 NAFCUN Annual Report on the State of Credit Unions. So before we dig a little bit deep in here, was there like a theme, or what's the summary of this year's report? Is there, can you wrap it up into a sentence or two?
You know, I think this year's report, you know, it covered a lot of the big trends that credit unions are facing, as well as, you know, diving in a little deeper on some of the legislative and regulatory issues that we're dealing with these days.
Yeah, that stuff never seems to go away. So it's,
That's right.
It's always there. So let's talk about kind of the five key areas that you guys covered. Number one was trends. Can you address maybe one or two trends that you guys saw in this report?
Sure. Yeah. You know, this report really tried to highlight, first of all, the growing importance of credit unions in the economy today. You know, credit unions are grabbing market share in a lot of different areas. And as they continue to grow, becoming a more important piece of the economy as a whole. At the same time, as we all know, you know, a lot of credit unions are not faring as well. And consolidation trends are something that we look at with a lot of the stresses that are out there, especially for smaller credit unions, you know, those are something that we highlight in this report as well.
That's going to be an issue that is going to have to be addressed at some point in time. But that seems to be actually growing. So you guys are spot on there. Number two is credit union service to their members and use of Federal Reserve services. Can you expand on this one a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. In that chapter, we really focus on, you know, credit unions, despite the fact that they're primarily small institutions, they really do strive to serve their members with a full array of electronic services. They do use the Fed to a growing extent for a lot of their transaction services. And so that's something that we focus on with this report. We try to engage with the Fed and give them some feedback on some of their transaction services and from our members who are using them.
Gotcha. And then number three, legislative issues facing credit unions. Oh my goodness, this is a biggie here. So can you address a couple of these or whichever ones you want to?
Sure. I mean, topping the list and probably appropriate for you know, the current events, I guess, is the credit union tax exemption and defending that. And so, you know, thankfully, you know, we don't want to count our chickens before they have hatched. But fortunately, at this point, it looks like we're faring well there. So and then another issue that I might highlight is data security. That's an issue that NAFCUN has really kind of been at the forefront on for the industry. We had one of our board members testify before Congress recently, you know, advocating for the need for you know, national data security standards for retailers.
Yeah, no doubt. And that can't come soon enough, I tell you. It needs to be here yesterday. Yeah. So how about regulatory issues facing credit unions?
Yeah, I mean, as you might imagine, we touch on a lot of different ones there. You know, kind of leading off the discussion into the, you know, that chapter, we talk about some of the survey data. In preparing this report, we survey our members on, you know, various topics, but we found from that survey that, you know, one stat that I thought was very interesting, since the passage of Dodd-Frank in 2010, according to our survey respondents, their compliance-focused employees, FTEs, are up over 114%. So they more than doubled since 2010. And, you know, that you know, we were talking earlier about the stresses on a small credit union, and a lot of them just can't keep pace with that with that, you know, onslaught of regulatory burden.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if that waterfall has let up any, but it certainly sounds like it's still Niagara Falls going on. So, emerging challenge. Speaking of emerging challenges facing credit unions, what are a couple of those that you guys discovered?
Well, you know, one thing we focus on there is fintech. You know, that's becoming a growing issue for a lot of credit unions. You know, not only trying to keep pace with a lot of the innovations that are out there, you know, placing stress on security, on their budgets, but also representing another, you know, source of competition, and one that right now is, you know, much more lightly regulated than credit unions are.
Yeah, no doubt. No, and there's a lot like PayPal and a few others are like, they're looking very bank-like, you know, and then there's the SoFis, they're looking very credit union-like. So there's a lot going on our peripheral, so that we have to be aware of. So it's interesting times for sure. Was there anything that surprised you in this report?
You know, I think every year that I look at this report, you know, the format doesn't change that much, but the report itself changes dramatically from year to year, just because I don't know. It kind of reminds me of, you know, all the different issues that that we work on a daily basis, but, you know, that are affecting credit unions and kind of how far we've come. You know, some of the issues are still there from one year to the next. Mm-hmm. Some are not, but there's always plenty to work on. So
yeah, I can imagine when you get this whole document, this report all ready to go, you're like, oh my gosh, that's a lot to deal with. Day to day, you don't really see it, but when you have it all compiled into one document, holy smokes, that's a lot on your plate. It's more like a buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. So, were there any big changes? I mean, speaking of previous reports and stuff, were there any big changes from last year or the years in past that you noticed with this report?
Yeah, I would say, you know, kind of the feel of the report, we tried to make it a little more friendly to maybe the person who wasn't familiar with the industry, what wasn't, you know, coming at it from an insider's perspective. You know, we use this report throughout the year in a lot of our meetings that, you know, our lobbyists go to on the Hill. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the people that they meet with are very familiar with our issues. Some of them are not. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we tried to make it as friendly to them as we could.
Yeah, I can imagine this is a pretty pretty good resource for a lot of folks out there that last the whole year. So, all right, sir, to wrap up, where can folks find it to get some more details? Because I think, again, this is a pretty cool resource for folks out there.
Absolutely. You can find the report on our website. You can go to www.nafq.org /research.
Oh, perfecto. All right. We'll put that in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out in detail. Kurt, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.